Measures Radio is on the air.
Remember, we all are the library for those who come after us. We must never forget to teach those who need our knowledge.
And now for something completely different.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. But you can't take the sky from me.
Shop here on Just Measures Radio. Today is, in some traditions, the last day of the year. Others are that it's the first day. Of course, what we are now, for us, in those of the Judeo-Christian traditions, is coming up on Christmas. And so tonight's going to be, a lot of music that deals with the Christmas season. Oh, that's right. Forgot to mention here. So if for those who end up listening on the archives, today is the 21st of December, 2013. And as I said, welcome. And I believe everything is functioning correctly tonight. And you know, welcome to everyone who's there in the chat room. I saw several of you here before. I saw Tinkerbell in there, and Minnie, and Iowa, and Concretan. So, kind of, I'm being gutsy tonight. I'm flying blind here. Not flying blind, but Tinkerbell's upstairs. She's joining us, and so we should be all in good shape. Oh, okay. I got told my volume's a bit low, so we'll see what we can do here. And that's what happens when we have to reboot machines to start the evening off. We almost had it where it was not going to cooperate with us and give us a difficult time, so there we go. I think we may have it now, hopefully. If nothing else, I'll move the microphone around a little closer, and then we should be good. Okay, so, wanted to do this. We're going to, like I said, it's going to be kind of a early Christmas show, and maybe a little bit of solstice music thrown in here as well. And since I'm somewhat accused of being a history buff at times, I'm going to go ahead here and put a song in that was done probably back in the 1980s. And this is actually the gentleman who wrote it, John McCutcheon, where he was discussing it. There was he'll explain in there a little bit more, but I'll just go ahead and give a little bit of a lead into it. I believe it was in Christmas time of 1912, they had what was called the Christmas Truce, which was pretty much of an impromptu truce or a meeting of the soldiers from the German side and from the Allied sides in no man's land. So let's do this. I'm going to go ahead and pull this in here. Take me a few seconds. And I do believe I have it. So let's go ahead and play this and enjoy the the lessons to be learned from it.
You just sort of write down. They come through you, and they, and that was definitely the case for this song, so I can speak with it with a certain amount of distance. This came to me totally as a gift. 5 minutes, bam, it was there. And some of the most remarkable things that have happened to me in my life have happened to me because of this song. Probably the most remarkable thing, though, that's happened to me is happened a couple years ago when I was at a little festival in Denmark, a little town called Turnder. And every time I played, there was this little bevy of very old, and we're talking old, German men who'd come across the border and showed up at my shows, and they usually came in late. Came trotting up the aisle, and there usually wasn't a seat left. So they just stood there at the edge of the stage and watched me, and without expression, turned around, left when I was done. The last set, and I'm watching these guys turn around to leave as I finished my last song, and I'm thinking, who are these guys? So I sat down my auto harp or whatever I was playing, jumped off the edge of the stage and ran up the aisle and copped the last guy. And I said, you guys have been really sweet showing up all these places, but what's the deal? And the guy said, well, we're here because of that song. I said, what song? He said, well, you know that song, the one that's on the radio. That's how we heard about you and about this festival. He said, because all our lives, our families, our friends have told us we were crazy. Couldn't possibly have happened to us. But then we heard your song on the radio and we said, see? See? Because we were there. And they were there 75 years ago, this last Christmas Eve, when the events that this song commemorates happened. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. From Belgium and the Flanders to Germany to here, I fought for king and country I love dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas songs were sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day, their brave and glorious lads so far away. Well, I was lying with my messmates on the cold and rocky ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent and the gas clouds rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. Well, as soon as they were finished and a reverent pause was spent, God rest ye merry gentlemen, struck up some lads from Kent. Oh, the next they sang was Stille Nacht, 'tis Silent Night, says I, and in two tongues one song filled up that sky. There's someone coming towards us, the frontline sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag like a Christmas star shone on that plain so bright, as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. Soon one by one on either side walked into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet we met there hand to hand. Oh, we shared some secret brandy and we wished each other well, and in a flare-lit soccer game we gave them hell. We traded chocolates, cigarettes, and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played his squeeze box and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. Soon daylight stole upon us. France was France once more. With sad farewells, we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that beat that wondrous night. Whose family have I fixed within my sights? 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. Frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. The walls they'd kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes, it's World War I, I've learned his lessons well. That the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.
Yes. That was, like I said, that was the story of the Christmas truce. And McCutcheon had it right. You know, underneath, we're all the same. No matter what the structures over us have to say, you know, they divide people artificially. You know, give them something to fight about. And deep down, yeah, we're all the same. So, I'm going to take a peek at one thing. Okay, yep. Hopefully we have the volume problem straightened out here. I tried doing a little bit here while the music was playing. And I think what I'm going to do here now, I was going to save this one for later, but I'm going to put this in here now, because it goes a little bit along, actually, it very much goes along with that last song. And this was one that was done in 1932. So let's, and it was done by, it was done in Germany, so here we go.
Steal.
Okay, guys, I'm sorry about that. Oh, that's what I get for... I decided tonight I was going to try doing it solo here. Yeah, let Tinkerbell be up there taking care of her boy and getting ready for tomorrow. So, I do apologize. The eyes are getting better, though. Yeah, it's just, like I said, you know, sometimes I can't quite see, let's see. Sometimes can't quite see quite what I'm doing, so. But hopefully, you got me coming through loud and clear now. Thought I had everything set up correctly there, but, you know, like I said, we're getting there. So you have to kind of bear with me. And, see, hopefully I was, managed to get this out before. This was done in 1932, in Germany, that last piece. And probably, who knows, probably possibly some of the guys were there in the trenches during the First World War. You know, who knows, they might have been part of this in the singing of this, Silent Night. Okay, so, and, oh, how best to put this? You know, sometimes, hopefully you guys don't get sick of my, pulling up historical music and, historical stories here. But this time of year is kind of more of a time for, you know, remembering things that have gone before us, that have happened in the past, and it's a time of the season to reflect on the year gone by and the times to come. And, you know, obviously, you know, first couple pieces here tonight were a little bit more sober pieces. And I've got some other ones I'll be playing tonight, too. There was back in, again, 1912 in November, you've all probably heard the songs about the Edmund Fitzgerald. That was a large ore carrier that went down in Lake Michigan, Lake Superior. I believe that was back in the 1980s. But the Great Lakes are really more an inland sea than they are really lakes. As a matter of fact, Lake Superior has been referred to as the Inland Sea. And that's where the Edmund Fitzgerald went down. Most people don't know about it or haven't heard about it, but in 1912, there was a boat that would come down from up in Michigan to Chicago to deliver Christmas trees. And it was the Simmons was the name of the ship. And what it was is the gentleman who owned the ship also owned a Christmas tree farm that he developed. And he would bring the trees from Michigan and sail on down along the shore of Lake Michigan and to deliver the trees to the city of Chicago. And what he made a point of doing was giving the trees at a very low cost. I think one of the programs I heard recently was saying that I believe he was charging 50 cents for a Christmas tree. Of course, in 1912, that was probably fairly steep, but not super steep for cost. But still, he made the trek every year. And so, why don't I do this? This is, like I said, this was another piece that is another story piece about a person who used to go down to pick up the trees.
Thank you. in the time of my life, and recollection often turns. The snow always fell knee-deep, the ironwood stoves burned, the ever-present distant sound of jingling sleigh bells combined with the cadence of stock and trade into a wonderful swell. The creeping of the days never cautioned any fear. The hours spent on sleds and skates only slowly disappear. When a special day arrived, it came but once a year. When to the Clark Street Bridge we'd go, right down to the pier. Oh, Papa, come look. Oh, Mama, can you see? I've been waiting for so long for this to come to be. Oh, Papa, come look. Oh, Mama, can't you see? Here comes the Christmas ship with all the Christmas trees. Now it was the Christmas ship that brought joy to us here. Those trees were grown up in Manistee and brought on down each year. The Simmons was her name, three-masted schooner was her frame, and the winter wild waters of the lake she always overcame. The set of her captain's face and the smile within his eye electrified that Chicago dock and all its passers-by. But especially us kids, with excitement that was there, we'd bring home a tree from the Christmas ship with holiday in the air. Oh, Papa, come look. Oh, Mama, can you see? I've been waiting for so long for this to come to be. Oh, Papa, come look. Oh, Mama, can't you see? Here comes the Christmas ship with all the Christmas trees. And one year it all changed. Well, as I can recall, I was in the kitchen playing by the stove as the shadows began to fall. A sun warm winter day, no clouds crossed the sky. But the air grew damp, a storm rolled in, and the snow began to fly. Papa came through the door, a sullen look was in his eyes. The weather's been real rough up north, he told me with a sigh. He said, Christmas ship is lost. Then he just sat down. As evening darkened the room that night, a shadow cast over the town. Oh, Papa, don't look. Oh, Mama, I can't see. I've been waiting for so long. Don't tell this to me. Oh, Papa, don't look. Oh, Mama, can't you see? Where is that Christmas ship with all the Christmas trees? Seasons turned in time, through spring, summer, and fall. And with most things, my mind forgot that Christmas ship after all. But one early winter's day, like so many times before, I wandered the afternoon hours away, kicking down along the shore. When she came in off the lake, I can still see her now, with the scent of pine and the deep green water gently breaking off her bow. And the lady at midship waving to me there on shore. And she brought delight to the children's faces for 22 years more. Oh, Papa, come look. Oh, Mama, can you see? I've been waiting for so long for this to come to be. Oh, Papa, come look. Oh, Mama, can't you see? Here comes the Christmas ship with all the Christmas trees.
right. The Christmas schooner sailed the next year and the year after that. She saw to it.
In fact, for the next quarter century, a Christmas schooner sailed into Clark Street Harbor each and every winter.
The names of the schooners changed.
There was the Sea Star.
The Mary Collins.
The Rouse Simmons.
They were captained by other men.
Albert Savilsky, Hermann, and August Schoeneman.
Names long forgotten by most. But what shouldn't be forgotten is the courage of each of these men. To risk his life and sail the lake so others may know the joy of Christmas.
May that same courage and that same joy be each of us.
There we go. Now, I know that was probably, in some ways, some people might find that a bit of a downer. But the end, shall we say, makes up for it. So, Christmas season. Yes, a lot of people look at it as a time for family get-togethers and to meet new people. Who are, might be joining the family, which is what we may be having here. But, yes, it's a time to remember where we've come from and where we're headed to. And there's been a lot of things that have been in the news lately, which I know we've, probably most of us have seen them, or many of us, you know, like someone here mentioned in the chat room before. Again, I apologize for not remembering the name, but I was just kind of glancing quick, you know, back and forth about, you know, there's been a couple schools where they've actually censored the Christmas songs in their quote unquote holiday program. I myself, I've been pulling my usual routine this year. I'll go into some place, and when they wish me happy holidays, I deliberately make a point of turning back to the clerk or the cashier, and I just say, "And a very Merry Christmas to you." And quite often, I'll get a smile back or a grin back, because in many places they've been told, you know, don't be going and wishing Christmas greetings to them. To the customers, you know, because their corporate managements or whatever are afraid, oh, we cannot, can't offend our potential non-Christian customers. So be it. I myself, I've been for a long time one who says, to heck with political correctness. So let's see here. Why don't we do I'm going to do a little bit of a change of pace here. I originally was planning on putting up a web page ahead of time with a couple of pictures on. You know, one of my friends, a gentleman from Rockford who does blacksmithing, he used to make something that, and he still does, he made a thing that he used to refer to as a medieval microwave. It's also known by its better known term is a mulling iron. And a mulling iron was used to heat up the holiday drinks, specifically mulled wine. And mulled wine, in case you've never tried it, is usually a mixture. They would put some cinnamon sticks, a little bit of cloves, sometimes some nutmeg, into a pan with some water. You simmer these spices in there for a little bit until you basically had a you know, well, how would you call it? A holiday syrup. And then when people would be coming in from the cold, if you had visitors or travelers would be coming by, they'd put a little bit of this syrup into some wine with a little bit of water. And then they would heat up the mulling iron. And once that was, you know, basically very hot, it would be plunged into the mug. And they would heat that up. You'd have a little bit of a, you know, a smoky flavor, obviously, from the, because usually they were heated over a wood fire. And people would drink to the health of their hosts and their guests, and look forward to the new year. Of course, today, you know, we don't, generally, most people have wood stoves. Probably, though, I have to admit, probably a lot of us here in the chat room and those who are listening to JMR on the podcast, you know, probably do have a wood stove, but you don't have a mulling iron, I'm sure. But the same thing can be done yet if you so wish this year to have a mulled wine. You can still make the syrup up with a little bit of take a little bit of the syrup, a little bit of wine, and then you pour yourself just a little bit of boiling water in with the mix, stir it up, and you can enjoy the flavors of the season. In Germany, and which is where I first became acquainted with it, there they call it Glühwein. And, you know, obviously in the British Isles, they also still indulge in the mulled wine. You can also do it with cider if you don't want to have the alcohol. And let's see, another one, let's see, for holiday drinks. Another one I learned about when I was in Germany. I was introduced to it, and they referred to it as dragon's milk. And again, that was for those people who didn't really care for wine or cider. The way they would make it there was they would take one part of amaretto, one part of heavy cream, or if a person's, you know, fat conscious, they would use half and half, and then one part of boiling water. Stirred together, it makes a very good drink for the season. And, of course, I have to caution everybody, if you want to try that, you know, don't be drinking huge amounts of that, because it'll get you in a big hurry. It's a warm drink, and it just goes down really easy. It tastes like almond milk, but it's almond milk with a kick. So, let's see, why don't we do a little piece here? I have another one that I'd found for my wife a few years back. She'd heard of it, and we, you know, could never find it, but until one day I got lucky, and I tracked it down. So here's another nice little piece of music, and then we'll come back and talk about some other stuff.
Amber called her uncle, said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all meet with red dye number 3. He told his niece it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not just style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So the priest jumped in a fig and sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. The food was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, "Is it true that you're a witch?" His mom jumped up and said, "The pies are burning," and she hit the kitchen, and it was Jane who spoke. She said, "It's true, your cousin's not a Christian, but we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share, and you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere." So the Christian and the pagan sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Now where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning, 'cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. When Amber tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, "Really, no, don't bother." Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like him and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, "It's Christmas and your daughter's here." He thought of father's sons and brothers, saw his lone son tug his sleeve, saying, "Can I be a pagan?" Dad said, "We'll discuss it when they leave." So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning Lewis from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
That one ended up quicker than I expected. But then again, I was, you know, throwing my my 2 pence worth there into the chat room. So, what do we eat over the holiday season? You know, some of these things are traditional. And let's see here. Quite often, our bunch is predominantly, you know, German and Scottish extraction, so you know we have we usually go for you know the big bird again, unless we're too badly turkeyed out, or Christmas ham. Again, those are traditional, you know, farm foods that we have had, and of course, you know, we have the— we don't get them, thank goodness, but, you know, some people have the traditional, fruit cakes. Yes, there we go. Those things, you know, I swear sometimes some of these fruit cakes I've seen in the past have been, I know they haven't, but sometimes you wonder if they haven't been recycled for 2 or 3 years. Some of these things are pretty dry and pretty, pretty much flavored like a lot of brandy. One thing I myself like to make a lot of during the holiday seasons, and yes, I know I'm sounding like I'm being PC, but it's— I kind of figure all the way from Thanksgiving through New Year's, you know, you have quite a few of the different holidays in there. You got, of course, you got your Thanksgiving, and you have the winter solstice, you have Christmas, and then of course you have New Year's. Of course, there's a few other little days in there too. What is it? Was it 9th of December? What is that? Not St. Nicholas Day. Oh well. I can never remember the names on demand. What can I say? But one of my favorites to things to make is a good old fashioned pound cake. Again, you know, sometimes a lot of times the old recipes have been lost. You know, these days, yes, you can go to a grocery store and you find, they'll have, you know, pound cake, and you kind of look at the recipe on those and you go, huh? You know, it's, that ain't the way I remember it. You know, to me, a pound cake is one that does the good old-fashioned recipe. 1 pound of sugar, 1 pound of flour, 1 pound of butter, and 1 pound of eggs. These days, those usually run probably, what, 8 or 9 eggs to give you a pound? And what you can do to make life a bit easier for you yourself when you're doing it, go ahead and melt up your butter ahead of time. And, you know, obviously let it cool, but not harden all the way again, because you know, it's kind of defeats the purpose of heating it up to soften it. And while you're waiting for it to cool, get your flour, your sugar, your eggs all together. And when you're getting your flour and sugar in there, go ahead and add maybe, say, about half or two-thirds of a teaspoon of baking powder to it. Prep your cake or your bread pans. I usually use the mini loaves for bread pans. You know, everybody knows what the mini pan is. But once you get those things together, you get your cooled down melted butter, mix it in, stir it up. If you want to be traditional about it, just use the spoon, a wooden spoon or a large spoon, stir it up so it's all mixed together. Or if you want to try and make it a little bit fluffier and lighter, go ahead and use an egg beater. And once you got it mixed up, you'll want to get it into your bread pans. You know, of course, I forgot to mention you need to grease the pans somehow. Get yourself a dusting of flour in there, and then just go ahead and divvy it up among the pans. Usually the proportions I mentioned, pound, 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 pound. You can get about 7 mini pound cakes out of that. And basically what it is each one's about a half a pound. And if you're going visiting people and taking Christmas cookies to them, sometimes it's kind of fun just to take a pound cake along as well. It kind of brings back memories from when they were younger, and they may have gone and visited their grandparents and had something of that sort, like I said, when they were younger. And let's see here. Oh, I should probably give a little bit more of explanation. Back there before that song that I had played was Christians and the Pagans. Kind of one of the fun ones to kind of show that, most of the world's religions, whether they be large or small, most of them celebrate the turning of the year with the seasons. And why don't I do this here, since we got, let's see, what is this, 10 minutes to 10 already? My goodness, the evening has been flying. So I want to do this. I'm gonna drop one in here just because I want to. And then we may finish up with another, traditional type Christmas song. So I mentioned this one last night when we were listening to Cope, and so I want to play it. So I'm gonna another one. Spirit of the Year, Spirit of the Season.
There I was, back in the wild again. And I felt right at home, where I belong. I had that feeling, crawling over me again. Just like it happened so many times before. spirit of the woods is like an old good friend. Makes me feel warm and good inside. And I knew his name, and it was good to see him again. 'Cause in the wind, he's still alive. Oh, Fred Bear, walk with me down the trails again. Take me back, back where I belong. Oh, Fred Bear, I'm glad to have you at my side, my friend. And I've torn you in the big hunt for far too long. Before too long. It was kind of dark, another misty dusk. And it came from a tangle down below. And I tried to remember everything it taught me so well. I had to decide which way to go. Was I alone or in a hunter's dream? The moment of truth was here and now. I felt his touch, I felt his guiding hand. The buck was mine forevermore. Because of Fred Bear, I'll walk down these trails again. Take me back where I belong. Fred Bear, glad to have you by my side, my friend. And I'll join you in the big hunt for far too long.
Back where I belong. Oh, Fred Bear, I'm glad to have you in my side. Fred. Talk to me. It's all right. Yeah, let's go hurt, baby. Say, Fred, you go up that ridge. Now go down in the swamp. We'll get that fuck.
If some of our teenage thrill seekers really want to go out and get a thrill, let them go up into the northwest and tangle with a grizzly bear, a polar bear, and a brown bear. They'll get their thrill. That will cleanse the soul.
Imagine probably some of you probably went, what the heck is he playing there? But in its own way, there's a reason for it. You know, sometimes I don't know exactly why I'm doing something, but in its own way, it's a tribute to the season as well, believe it or not. Like I said, you know, here we are. This is the longest night of the year. And tomorrow, the days start getting longer. And like I said, it's a good one. It's in its own way, it's symbolic of the the circle of life, the turning of the seasons, and being part of nature and the world around you. Like I said, it's a little bit odd, but in my own way, that's, we definitely, like I said, we're celebrating the Christian Christmas season, but we also have to be aware that there are other faiths out there. You know, it's why the Christians and the pagans music before, and even this one kind of, obviously it's not dedicated to the Native Americans or anything. But with Fred Bear, he was a gentleman who was a hunter, and he did train and teach a lot of people to have respect for nature and the wilderness. And so there's, like I said, there's you know, many things there for us to see and learn from. It looks like I'm getting down here towards the end of the hour. Do apologize for the burble I had before, but like I said, I'm trying to get myself back on track and back in the saddle here. So I'm going to go ahead and close out here with a little Bonnie Rideout song. She's a Scottish fiddler. Yeah, actually, she's from Nova Scotia, but she plays a lot of Scottish fiddle music, and it's. Again, this one, I actually heard her in concert one time and playing this, and it was up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and it was, she had a, let's see, what is she called? Music for a Celtic Christmas. And obviously, it's not really a Christmas tune, but it was some part of the songs of the people who came to the New World and made a new life here. So with that, I will say thank you all for joining me here in the Tinker Shop tonight, you know, for the winter solstice of 2013. Have a very good night, good day tomorrow. Hopefully you all stay warm, stay safe with any traveling that you may be doing, and have a very Merry Christmas. And don't forget, tomorrow morning is Bobby's show here. On Just Measures Radio. So let me go ahead and start this here, and then we'll fade out and get the archives back on. Take care. God bless.
The ocean. my body lies over the sea. My body lies over the ocean. So bring back my body to me.
Bring